Catch us on Wild and Mofo, Real Dumb Shit, and Redactor Shunt for the Twitter. On YouTube and on Facebook, it's Official Wild On. Instagram is Wild On Official, and Mixcloud is Wild On RDS for all that dumb shit.
The Kenneth and Ryu are back! What's going on, people? This is Real Dumb Shit. My name is Redacted. His name is...
Shunt.
Sup?
I'm good.
Sup?
I'm good, we're back.
Let me see your war face!
This is my war face, bro. Why is this war? We're chatting, we're talking, it's negotiation face, bro.
There's no such thing as negotiation.
There is negotiation. Have you seen The Negotiator?
Yes.
Exactly. Sam Jackson looking at the building, asking you what you want. That's negotiation face.
War face, bro. War face.
Mind you, where's Kevin Spacey? It's a tall order. Tall order of what you want, sir.
Sure.
Boom. So, what's going on?
What's up?
New theme tune.
Yeah.
New theme tune. Yeah.
It's a bit mental.
Bit mad.
I like it.
But a lot of promises were made there. Katsu Chicken. I don't know what that was about. It was written down. I rapped it or shouted it out. They pull it into the studio, and now it's Katsu Chicken, and yeah. I mean, we do eat it a lot, but...
Yes.
I'm not too sure of the relevance of the show, because this is the first time, for my knowledge, that Katsu Chicken has actually been mentioned in a formal process.
In a what?
Formal process.
Oh, I thought you said protest.
No, it's protest. I'm never protesting against Katsu Chicken.
Yeah, I know, that's why I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, never.
So
Katsu Chicken, panko breadcrumbs, chicken breasts, curry sauce, rice. Can't go wrong.
Yeah, that's probably why it's there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, cool. And also Margot Robbie and Idris Elba. I mean, I thought that was a bit of a stretch, really.
Why?
Margot Robbie, the only thing that she's really doing right now is Birds of Prey, a film in which...
She's doing lots of things.
Really?
Yes.
She ain't in Marvel.
So
she ain't doing nothing.
What, so just because she's not doing a Marvel film, she's not doing lots of things?
Yeah.
Let's just say.
No. I stand by my statement.
That's silly talk, bro.
I mean, Idris Elba, Bionic Brixton.
It's not Bionic Brixton.
It is, bro.
Look, you can call him that if you want, but he's not Bionic.
They call him bio-engineered, which means he is bionic.
No.
Bionic Brixton, aka Black Superman, which I find quite funny because he's going up against a version of Black Adam. See? That's as funny as that film is, bro.
Is it?
Yeah, it's depressing.
No, look.
Hobbs and Shaw is not going to work, bro.
You are going to be wrong again.
I'm not. I'm never wrong.
I wasn't.
You said it's going to suck and it's going to bomb, and I said it's going to do well.
It sucked balls.
And then you said it's going to be better than Aquaman, or Aquaman's going to be better than Venom.
Yeah, and it was.
It wasn't.
Aquaman is better than Venom.
It isn't.
You haven't even seen Aquaman, so shut up.
Exactly. I refused to watch it.
You made the mistake. You watched the wrong film.
No.
Yeah.
No. I haven't watched the wrong film.
You did watch the wrong film. You've seen Venom and you haven't seen Aquaman. Aquaman's better than Venom.
It's debatable.
It's not debatable. It's a fact.
Both are trash films.
Objectively true.
Ironically, people hated Captain Marvel, but Captain Marvel is better than Aquaman.
People don't hate Captain Marvel.
Well, they think it's the worst out of the bunch. And even that, at Marvel's worst, like arguably, Marvel's worst is better at this point than... DC Comics current best.
Which is that?
Yeah.
It's still good though.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, Aquaman was a stretch anyway. Aquaman. I mean, apparently Johnny Depp's looking to to get Amanda Heard fired from Aquaman. Or you tried to. You hear about that?
What, specifically fired?
Yeah.
Like, he actually wanted her fired?
Yeah.
It wasn't just like...
Yeah, there's no mix-up. You have to get mix-up.
He had proof of whatever.
Oh, yeah, of domestic abuse and violence and nonsense like that.
Well, you know, if it was the other way around, you know, he would be fired, most probably.
I doubt it.
No, of course he would.
No, it's like, you can't get fired for stuff that's happened outside of work.
Well, you can.
Unless it involves what you're doing work-wise.
No, it doesn't have to have anything to do with work.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. As long as you're bringing the name of your company or your project into disrepute.
Are you really?
That's grounds for being fired.
But then saying that, as horrible as it sounds in regards to kudos, do you get points for hitting Johnny Depp or do you get points for hitting Amanda Heard?
None. All domestic abuse is bad.
That's on paper, but let's talk morally. Who deserves
morally,
the punch more?
Morally, all domestic abuse is bad.
No, come on, redacted.
Huh?
Come on, redacted.
What?
There is an answer here. There is an answer here.
There isn't even a question here.
Who deserves the box more? Like, if you had to hit two people in this world, yeah. One was Amanda Heard, and you were gender neutral, so you don't have to worry about that shit. Gender neutral, Amanda Heard. And
none.
Johnny Depp.
None.
Choose.
None of those.
Choose one.
None of those. They're not even on my radar. Like, why would what have they?
Nah, done? I mean, really, Johnny is not on your radar at all.
No, he is. Like, look, I know who he is.
Yeah.
I know. I'm aware of films.
And Amanda Heard isn't on your radar.
Not really. Like, for what? Like, what possible reason would I have for wanting to hit or harm any of them?
I mean, gender neutral, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm gender neutral.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Amanda Heard's kind of whiny, and Johnny Depp's...
That doesn't affect me.
No. And Johnny Depp's kind of weird.
I don't live with her. Like, if I live with her, then maybe you could ask me, do I want
to box her? All right. All right. So if you lived with Amanda Heard...
Yeah, but I don't know what she's like.
And she got you trapped in Australia...
Yeah.
...with two dogs...
Yeah.
...does she deserve a box?
No, because I went on board.
Gender neutral.
I wouldn't have brought the dogs.
You wouldn't have brought the dogs?
No. I'd be like, bitch, them dogs didn't
And then run. After, like, you had to apologise to Australia?
I would never have apologised to Australia. That's just not in my DNA.
In order to be freed?
They weren't locked up.
They were, bro.
They weren't locked
they
up.
They were.
No, they weren't.
They weren't allowed to leave Australia.
No, they sent
Until they apologised.
They sent an apology from home. They were home when they sent that apology.
I suppose.
Exactly. They sent an apology after it was all over. I wouldn't have been apologized. It's over. I'm gone. Like, fuck you. What are you going to say? Oh, Johnny Depp's not allowed in your country. Like, fuck off. Of course he's going to be allowed back in the country.
They take that shit seriously.
You're trying to say you don't want Johnny Depp and his entourage coming in your country spending money. That's stupidness.
Yeah, because you've got...
That's stupidness. You're trying to say you don't want Redacted coming in your country dropping bills. Fuck you, bruv.
No. They would literally ban you. I mean, they banned... Who did they ban? They banned a famous rapper. There was a rapper that got banned recently. I think it might either be Lil Wayne or 2 Chainz. I can't remember.
Just making shit up now.
No. It happened recently. They are quite strict in regards to their visas and all that stuff, so it's a bit of a mad one. I mean, but in regards to Johnny Depp and Amanda Heard... Gender neutral, right? So I'm neutralising my gender?
Yeah.
Just based on annoyance?
Yeah, also that's not...
Is gender neutral.
That's how you use that.
I'm not justifying as a man hitting Amanda Heard. But this is what I'm saying. If my mate, right, we was in Australia, decided to smuggle their dogs and then get me into a whole heap of shit, I would not be best pleased. And on that reason, she gets the box.
Yeah, but you're trying to say he didn't know what was going on before the plane left. He didn't notice that there were two dogs on his plane. Exactly. So at that point, you are complicit in what happened. So you can't be dishing out slaps.
But it depends.
For something he was aware of when you left your country.
But maybe the dogs were Johnny's. This is another thing. Whoever did it deserved a box. Whoever wanted Captain Tiggles.
They were both involved.
Whoever wanted Captain Tiggles on the plane.
No, to be honest, they're probably just as bad as each other.
Yeah, they weren't a good match. I mean, ironically, his first marriage seemed a lot more successful than this marriage, but then I don't know the ins and outs of that marriage because it was before the age of social media and stuff. But then saying that, it's like, I don't know. That pretty much ruined their marriage.
What, the dog thing?
The dog thing, I reckon.
No, probably being horrible human beings.
That as well. But then, is there such thing as a happy, unhappy divorce? I don't think so.
As an unhappy divorce?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
There's lots of things.
There's a bitter divorce.
There's lots of things during the divorce process that will make you unhappy.
But once you're away from that person, you're happy, right?
Yeah, but it might not be just about getting away from the person.
Yeah, I suppose.
And they could draw it out and take your shit, and they want to take shit that you want, and you don't want to give up. It's different stuff.
Speaking of which, Gemini Man. What? Finally got the first trailer, bruv.
Yeah. But who's running the show, bruv?
Well, it's 50. It's a 50-50 process right
Since
now.
Since when?
Every zero is a 50-50 process.
Since when?
Since 40.
Since you just made shit up.
No. No. This is the way.
Ah, good.
Well, Gemini Man. Yeah. Gemini Man.
Yeah, what about it?
What about it?
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah. Will Smith plays himself.
Yeah.
Trying to kill himself.
Sort of, yeah.
No, exactly. We, like... Just the dialogue alone is setting off red flags for me.
I mean, it was alright.
Oh.
It was fine until I heard one line.
Yeah. And we both know what that line is, right? They made a person from another person.
Yeah, that's just weird.
It's the same thing with, what is this, some kind of Suicide Squad?
I feel like this is worse. This is actually worse. Like, the Suicide Squad line is obvious, it's played out, and it's dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But
often the time, it is necessary to establish the vein of what your purpose of title is. If it's
sometimes,
a high concept.
But no, not in this case, I don't believe.
Yeah, good.
But it's like, this people out of other people thing, it's I don't know, not juvenile, it's naive, I guess. Like, it's like it was written in a time where people are not aware of
cloning.
Like clones, or, yeah, well, cloning, basically, yeah. Because, yeah, it's literally, you're not aware of cloning, that's why you're saying you're making people out of other people.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Like, I can't even say, like, this was a line that the writer put in because he couldn't remember the word clone.
Mm.
And he was like, I'll put it in later when I remember the actual word.
Mm. You seem quite retardy.
Yeah.
I mean, no, not that you're allowed to use the word retarded.
But fuck that, man. That word's available.
But that's available in context.
It's
like.
Available in this show, fuck it. It's too dumb for that. Like, I just don't understand. I don't understand why that would be in there. Like,
the title alone is enough.
What, Gemini Man?
Yeah, and the fact that he's saying, oh, a younger version of myself, then it's like you're saying the same stuff over again.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, no. I don't need to know this information. I already know that there's a younger version of yourself trying to kill someone. I don't need to know that he's a clone. If anything, you've just given away a pivotal point of the plot line, because it could have been like my intrigue or my curiosity could have like gone towards time travel, you know, either back and forth and back, or rather than the clone thing. Because now that I know it's a clone film, I'm like, okay, I've seen that already. I've seen The Sixth Day. I've seen.
Yeah, but if it was time travel, you're gonna say I've seen time travel.
No, but that's what I'm saying, like, you leave it open in that vagueness, you know what I mean? You don't just say what it is. That's another thing as well, you don't say what your film is.
I don't know, like,
for a trailer, that selling it.
That doesn't bother me that much. Like, it's... you know, like, if you wanted to save something, then maybe save that as a younger version of him. Like, you don't really...
need to know the ins and
outs.
Really. Yeah. This is it.
I mean, not really. I mean, you might, because, you know, you kind of want people to know what it
Or you can guess by the time.
That's a bit 50-50. You could. That is true. But I don't know. It's just that one line just murdered the whole thing. I mean, it was pretty generic.
Action film sequence and all that stuff.
Like previously, everything leading up to that was pretty generic anyway. But this just like nosedive right into the ground. Like, why would you people who would say that?
Well, this
like
is
a 2-year-old wouldn't say that. It's just a weird, really weird line to
just
put in your
real
film
Bermuda Triangle
trailer.
It's like the first trailer as well. So it's like you nosedive the film from the first trailer. I mean, fair enough. Like this trailer may well get pulled and shit like that. You know, but
doubt it. Why would it?
I mean, it depends how much money they've got for Gemini Man. But yeah, it just doesn't appeal to me. It looks like it will bomb hard.
Hard. Probably.
Hard.
Probably.
And then he's got Bad Boys for Life as well.
Bad Boys for Life with a 3 at the end.
I reckon that's going to bomb hard as well.
No. People will
digital,
see it.
Digital will do well.
People will see
digital
it.
Digital do well, but not cinema.
I think people
cinema
will see it.
Will bomb.
It will probably make decent money.
When is it out?
Fuck
knows. Is it end of summer thing?
Fuck knows. I don't
think it's end of summer, it's gonna bomb. It's too many things.
I don't think it's this year, it's next year.
Yeah, they have to release
that.
Because
they were filming this year. Like, it's either coming out the end of this year.
They need to release that in January when there's nothing out. Otherwise, they are not gonna make any pee, bro.
Maybe. Yeah, they might do like a January, February thing, drop with John Wick's out. But. Yeah, no, I think it would make well, depending on what's out around it, like you're saying. But it'll probably make decent money, but it might not be good.
It's not going to be good. As horrible as it sounds, like, I could call it from now, it's not going to be...
It's not that horrible.
Just from the title.
Bad Boys 2 was not that great.
Yeah, but then it was Bad Boys 2, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
this one...
This is Bad Boys 3, for life.
No, Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys for Life, with a 3 at the end.
Just... It's angering.
It's like another dumb like decision.
I reckon Will Smith does it like that.
Every time there's a Will Smith story, you start blaming everything on Will Smith. It's not his fault. Because
it doesn't happen to any
it's
other person.
It does. It does happen to other people.
Not as consistent.
Not as high profile, so you just don't notice as much.
It's every fucking film.
No, like who else is getting a Bad Boys for Life? With a 3 at the end.
No one, because
no one
else would
exactly,
do...
Exactly, because no one's high profile enough to be getting a Bad Boys film made decades after
but
it was popular.
Common sense says, if it's for life,
yeah,
then it should be the fourth film. It shouldn't be the third film.
No, we spoke about this before. I think that the person, like, maybe the production company or whatever, whoever's behind making this film, they were really, like, stuck on the Bad Boys for Life title. And they would have liked it for the fourth film. But they know they ain't getting a fourth film.
Fair
it
enough.
Took them long enough to get the third film. Mm. There's no way they're getting a fourth film. So they're like, look, fuck it. This one's just going to be called Bad Boys for Life. And just to make it extra confusing, you're going to have the 3 at the end.
It's like they just want to waste money, brother. I feel like he has to, like, lose a certain amount of money in order to... remain onto his riches.
It's like Brewster's Millions.
Yeah. I reckon Will Smith's tied up in some former film version of Brewster's Millions. I reckon Uncle Phil was real.
Yeah.
And in order for him to get Uncle Phil's estate, he has to do all this bullshit. These bullshit, horrible films.
I mean, that's not the weirdest conspiracy that's out there.
It's not. It actually probably makes more sense now. Because even now, like, you've got that Bel Air with a second trailer. And that's equally as confusing.
I've seen it. I haven't even seen the first trailer.
It's very confusing, sir. Very confusing.
I haven't even seen the first trailer.
Well, Brewster's Millions is due for a reboot, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Are you forgetting Mr. Deeds? Didn't he have to do a similar thing?
It wasn't as good, though.
Of course it wasn't as good.
It was really bad. There's Adam Sandler at his most mediocre when he's... You know that way he's doing
no,
the force
it isn't. He's done more mediocre crap than that.
I don't know. I mean, I like Click. Click was good. Ugh. I mean, it weren't great, but it was better than Mr. Deeds. And then Funny People was amazing because
yeah,
it was like, it was.
I actually saw that in the cinema. Actually, yeah, I saw that in the cinema.
Cause
I was gonna say I paid money, but I got caught.
Okay, fair. But yeah, that one, it was like, rah, new vein of blah, blah, blah. But yeah. I think what it is with Adam Sandler is that either, I mean, this isn't uncommon for a lot of sort of like comedians, but either he goes through great bouts of depression.
Yeah.
And he feels to do these goofy films afterwards. Because I don't think, but then he can do serious good. Like, what was that one?
No, I think just the stupid movies make money.
That's another thing as well. And if you knew that,
the other ones don't make money. Like, no one goes to see.
But then they don't have any critical appeal. So I mean, like, I don't blame him for what he does. Like, if you're gonna make money from doing something really stupid and goofy,
yeah.
More so than if you used to do what's that film that he done with Don Cheadle? Was it Don Cheadle? The one where all of his family got murdered in the Twin Towers. Oh, that one's good.
I've not seen it.
That's a good film.
What I was going to say was...
The Spanglish as well. That's another one.
Like, the other thing, like, the flip side to that is, like, making the stupid films are probably fun as well. Like, they've always got a bunch of his friends in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's just him and his friends just being stupid and just, like, it's not... super entertaining for us guys. Like, it's
I mean, that's another thing that I feel like Adam Sandberg did better than somebody like Jim Carrey.
Sandberg or Sandler?
God, there's two, isn't there? Well, basically, Sandler.
Yeah, okay.
He done better than sort of like Jim Carrey in that sense, where he's always had a team around him.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because automatically, I could say Adam Sandler, and you'll be thinking of Rob Schneider, Kevin James, all these other ones sort of like dotted in the background. Yeah. Whereas with Jim Carrey, because he was doing, he was doing Ace Ventura,
yeah.
There was no real team after that, if that makes sense. Ace Ventura 1, Ace Ventura 2, funny, funny, funny.
Yes.
And then, maybe it's because of the way he carries himself. I don't know how he's on set and all that stuff. Apparently, he's very annoying.
Well, I suppose the difference is, like, Jim Carrey didn't make those films. He was in those films.
Mm.
Like, the Adam Sandler films, like, he's producing those films, so he can get his friends in.
Yeah. So that's another thing. But you never seen Jim Carrey do anything like that.
He don't give a fuck about his friends. He doesn't want to make a fun film. He wants to make... he does want to make fun films, but not that kind of fun. He doesn't want to have fun making
I reckon he stopped doing good films after Batman Forever. I think that was his first flop.
What do you think his, what's his name for?
Bruckheimer.
No. what's his name? Fucking,
But don't get it twisted, I mean,
Two-Face.
Because he said he won't tolerate your buffoonery.
Yeah,
maybe.
He won't sanction his buffoonery.
Oh, dear. Well, this is it. It's like, because Tommy Lee Jones is one sort of thing.
Tommy Lee Jones. Couldn't help my fucker out, could you?
Bruv, I had to basically clarify which one it was, because there's two people that wouldn't tolerate his tomfoolery. Tommy Lee Jones, and there was another one. Oh, God. Now you got me on it, you fucker.
I actually deserve that.
That's horrible. It's going to bug me the whole fucking thing. But basically, two people weren't putting up with his nonsense.
Yeah.
One was Tommy Lee Jones, I think that one was Harrison Ford, but I don't remember him being in a film with Harrison Ford, so I don't think it is. It's another
one. Harrison Ford, you probably said that shit to him on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. But yeah, in regards to sort of like Jim Carrey, it's a damn shame what's kind of happened to his career. I mean, like, obviously he had Man in the Moon,
yeah.
He had all these other sort of like bits and pieces. But in regards to 1996, he's still rich.
It's not like he's not working.
Yeah, exactly. He's still rich. He's still working. Rich. He's all right. But yeah, I don't know, bruv.
He's still drawing cartoons.
He's still. But the one thing I will say,
cartoons, yeah, well.
He's not getting the same level of puss.
Well, yeah.
But in saying that's a good thing because apparently he's got herpes.
That's what happens with rich, right? Unless you're herpes.
Yeah. It is what it is, man. This world of showbiz and all that stuff is fairly depressing, but we're here to make light of it, I guess.
Speaking of Adam Sandler.
Oh, nice. See? Helping.
Helping kids. So he's in a new Netflix movie. With a Miss Jennifer Anderson.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
Murder Mystery?
Murder Mystery, yeah.
Yeah. where apparently they're a couple on vacation and they get mistakenly mistaken as prime suspects in a high-profile murder.
So it's a live-action version of a Family Guy episode.
I mean, you could just say about anything.
Yeah, no. Everything. And that's a very dismissive
statement. Everything's a live-action version of The Simpsons or Family Guy.
Yeah,
because they do everything.
Yeah, done everything. It's past tense.
Yes.
In regards to that one, though, looks interesting. Jennifer Aniston, Adam Sandler.
Yeah. Still tasty.
Yeah.
Way more tasty than your dry Katie Holmes.
Brad Pitt left there, bruv.
Way more. Yeah, because he made a mistake.
No, he went to Angelina Jolie. That's because he didn't care.
Definitely
upgrade.
He didn't care about
definite upgrade, bruv.
No, it's not.
This is your taste.
He stopped caring about.
Have you seen Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yes, I have.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Have you seen Friends?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With a triple layer bob that caught on like wildfire.
Yeah. Exactly. Trendsetter.
Yeah, and then now where is she? She's not setting no trends. I mean, fair enough. She's still fit. If I was fairly inebriated,
bruv,
make an effort.
Stone
Cold Sober. Nah, bruv. I couldn't do it for me. I mean, like, I think, what was that film where she was, like, a head of a family or something, or a pretend family?
Oh, you're talking about Meet the Millers.
We're the Millers, yeah.
Yeah.
That was the last time I felt any form of bonage from her, but.
That's because you see her less often. If she walked down the street, bruv, you'd be on it.
I don't think so. I mean, she's a lovely person.
I'll be on it.
She's a lovely person.
Yeah,
lovely person, bro.
Walk up to her at KFC. It's on, bruv. It's on.
You're never going to find Jennifer Aniston in a KFC. Ever.
You don't know.
Ever.
You don't know.
I know.
You don't
know. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure about many things, but Jennifer Aniston bruv. In a KFC on her own.
You don't know.
Never.
You don't know.
I know.
I hope I see her in a KFC. I could rub it in your face.
Well, I'm going to L.A., and I'm going to go to every KFC. And, I reckon that she's not going to be there. I reckon she's more of a Chick-fil-A or something like that. She's not KFC.
KFC, bro.
Nah, bruv.
KFC.
Colonel Special Recipe on my backside,
exactly.
Bruv. You ain't never going to see her there.
She loves that shit.
Doesn't.
She does.
Doesn't like fried chicken.
She does.
She's white and she's middle class.
She doesn't like it. She loves it.
It's terrible. I doubt it. I very much doubt it. Anyway. Murder mystery.
Yeah.
Let's get back on track. Murder mystery. It'll be okay, I guess.
Probably.
Seems fun, I guess.
I'm at least half on board.
I'm not. Every single thing that Adam Sandler's put on Netflix for me has been trash. However, it's been viewed extensively by many people. So it doesn't matter what you say about Adam Sandler.
Maybe, but Netflix are a bit shady. Well, should I say shady? Fuck it, I'll say shady.
Can't.
About their, their views and how they calculate and whatnot. Because, we don't know if that could just be someone pressing play and then immediately pressing stop and they're counting that as a view. Like, they're not saying, how many people watched
the duration
the Ridiculous Six in its entirety.
But do they need that?
A lot of No, they don't. But if you're gonna be like, oh yeah, if they're gonna tell me that Adam Sandler's Ridiculous Six was a ridiculous hit, and everyone and their mum watched it, then you need to tell me what you're counting as a view. Because if I'm scrolling through, films,
I think it got a lot of
if I'm scrolling through films,
a lot of views post articles.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. If I'm scrolling through films and I come up to Ridiculous Six and I stop for a second and it starts playing by itself, are you counting that as a view?
Yeah.
Because I don't want that to be counted as a view. I am not watching this film.
I woke up like this.
Again, yeah, exactly.
To quote Beyonce.
And again, as you were saying, a lot of the views came after there were articles saying no one's watching this. And then so people started watching it, I guess, out of curiosity, because it was meant to be the worst film on Netflix or whatever. And then and next minute I know is the most watched film on Netflix. So, you know, you need to... And how many of those people watch the whole thing? Like, you don't know.
I mean, to be fair, I think I know why they let him do the shows, because they wanted three of the Adam Sandler's best films on there.
Because
they still got like...
Again, like, he does have an audience, and like it's not... His films aren't for everybody, but he does have an audience, and now people do go to see his films. They do make money, like, people do watch them, so it's not like... It's not like it's a crazy move for
He's not in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, is he?
I don't know. I haven't seen it because it's got fucking idiot in it.
Who?
What's his name, innit? Fucking, Jack Pumpkin. Whatever the fuck his name is.
Jack Pumpkin, what do you mean?
You know the dude, man.
Which one?
I don't know, the guy from Nightmare Before Christmas.
He's not in Nightmare Before Christmas.
No, but he looks like him.
He doesn't look like him.
You know who I'm talking about.
I don't, honestly don't.
But why are you laughing? You know who I'm talking
about. I'm laughing because now I know who it is.
See, so you do know who I'm talking
but
about.
But I find it hilarious that you cannot remember his name.
Because, like, he's not my radar. I don't give a fuck about him.
I like him, he's cool. I like his social politics and all that stuff.
Fuck that dude, man.
He's all right.
Nah, 1 minute he's on Channel 4. Chatting about how he's a druggie and stuff, and next minute he's doing other shit. Like, no one wants to see you. Fuck off. Just fuck away from my screen. Like, I don't need to see you.
Yeah, bad guy.
I'm not a bad guy.
Russell Brand.
Go back, yeah. Russell Brand.
Russell Brand was amazing in Get Him to the Greek.
Get back on your heroin.
He was amazing.
Fuck way off.
No, bro. You're a bad guy. He was amazing in Get Him to the Greek.
Amazing. I've never seen it because he's in it.
Just watch it.
No, bro.
Watch it. You have to watch it.
No, he's in it and Puff Daddy's in it. No, I was like, nah, I'm not watching this. Bruv. This film's dead to me. This film is way dead to me.
And you've got a dead taste in films. You've got dead taste in films.
I don't have a dead taste in films.
You do, bruv.
No, it's got two people I don't like in it, so why would I watch it?
Watch it.
Why would I enjoy it?
You would enjoy it. Because they're not playing themselves. They're not the same people that they are outside of life, inside the film.
Them. And they are. I cannot imagine them to be good actors. So, I've not watched those films.
I ordered you to watch this film. And stop being a bitch.
I'm not being a bitch.
You are.
No.
You're being a bitch.
No, I've got better things redacting to do in my time.
Hashtag bitch with films.
That's not even a thing. That makes it no sense.
Bitch with films.
No, it's no sense. Speaking of Netflix.
Jesus.
Netflix apparently are trialing shuffle play on some of their shows.
That's not good.
No, it's not good. Because if I'm watching... If it's something you've seen 100 times, like The Office or Friends or whatever.
Or Trollhunters.
No, not Trollhunters. But like something that you've seen 100 times, it doesn't really matter what order, you just want a random episode. Fine.
I can't do that.
I can't do it either. Like,
no.
Continuity.
You finish what you start.
I can't just watch a random episode. Anyway. Like, for some people, that would work. I want on Netflix is like a roulette. I want a roulette. Like, give me a film roulette. Let me press a button, you pick a random film, and I can either decide to watch it or spin again. Like, it takes too long for me to scroll through the same shit. Every line has the same videos. Netflix is like, what's hot on Netflix? Same videos. Oh, what's new on Netflix? Same fucking videos. What's trending on Netflix? Same fucking videos. Like, what the fuck, man? Sort your shit out. Like, let me find some new shit that's on there. Give me a Netflix roulette, motherfucker. That's what I want.
So, a Netflix roulette.
Yes, that's what I want. I don't want shuffle. I don't give a fuck about shuffle play. Because I want to watch it.
What's going to happen on shuffle play is that they're just going to play all of the stuff that people aren't watching.
No. But it's like, say if you want to watch The Office and you can choose to shuffle play. So it would just be on.
You cannot watch The Office on shuffle.
That was an example, but I think it is actually. That was one of the examples they gave.
That's terrible.
But it's like.
I mean, Friends. Yeah, you can argue.
That's the thing. I think that's the kind of theory. It's like stuff you would have seen like 100 times, and you just want to watch a nice, like, comfortable, cozy episode of something that you find from
at your convenience,
like The Office. Yeah, at your convenience, and you just want to pick a random episode. You just got to spare half an hour or whatever.
I
guess it kind of makes sense, but to me, what's more important for me would be roulette. Give me a fucking roulette on my Netflix.
Fair enough. I mean, to be fair, it's probably doable.
Of course it's doable. I don't know why it's not on there. Like, you've got so many shows, like, and you're spending so much money. People can only watch so much stuff. Put a roulette on there. Like, you know, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah,
if I had a Netflix, I'd have a roulette on it.
I don't know. I mean, for me, I feel the main thing that I need to get from my Netflix is a sense of schedule, if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. You know why it doesn't make sense? People are on Netflix because they don't want a schedule.
No. Like, I probably explained it wrong. So,
yes.
Okay, I'm not going to say anything where you're trying to get stuff out the fridge.
Why not? No one was noticing. No one noticed.
Yeah, they did, bruv.
What do you want?
I pulled juice off this,
didn't
I? I don't
know. I want something else.
Why would I want anything else other than that rum and apple juice? Terrible stuff. Man.
So anyway, why would you want to wear dunga?
Why would, bruv, you've been begging to get that up, right? So what,
no,
man wears dungarees?
No,
man wears dungarees, no, what, bro?
I just thought of
what,
it.
What, grown man
that
in dungarees? I don't care, bro. Let the gorillas know. Shunt wears dungarees, and Shunt doesn't care. Shunt doesn't care. That's what sort of life you should be living. Shunt life, hashtag. Wear dungarees and hooded t-shirts. That's what I do now, bro. I'm going for that anti-hoodie life. Only because I have done jeans, hoodie, and t-shirt to death. And I think a lot of people have. And I'm not one of those roadmen, so I can't wear a black puffer jacket every single time that I'm, like, you know, going out and about. I'm not...
You can't wear a hot puffer jacket every day.
Yeah, they can, bro. Man's not hot. But yeah, you've got, like, loads of sort of, like, bits and pieces to do with, like, fashion and other nonsenses that I'm not really getting myself into. So I'm not going to, you know, be wearing...
I'll be busting them slacks.
Spilling the drinks.
Hold the cup properly.
Bruv, it hasn't moved. Your hand does, but not... Oh, it's terrible. Fucking hell, trying to break my ankle with a carton of apple juice. What's wrong with you, Redacted? But yeah, so in regards to sort of like just a general scope of schedule, as it were, schedule for me on the Netflix will be like shows that I want to sort of like watch later on. Schedule will be like allow me to create my own channel, maybe. So it has like my own sort of like bits and pieces that I would like to watch or, you know, things that interest me. Yeah, so things that interest me, sort of thing.
Yeah, no, I'd be down with that.
And then you could turn it on at any time and it'll put everything on at that time?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want automatic Netflix.
Automatic.
Yeah, it just comes on like, just switches itself on.
Yeah.
Like that'd be shit.
So would it have like, are you picking specific episodes or are you saying like
I want
this show, and then it just makes like a random set of like a channel for you?
Yeah. And then I just watch it, and then when I'm done watching it, I just pause it, and then just pauses the whole schedule. Yeah, so I can even go back to normal Netflix, or I can sort of like reconvene my TV viewing that I want. I say TV viewing, you know, online.
Sounds good. That's not a horrible idea.
That's not. It's probably more pleasant than the bullshit that... Shuffle, fucking hell. I hate it when people put Shuffle on fucking iPods, bro.
What?
You know, like when people are like got a playlist and they pull it on Shuffle. It's just random shit all over and there's no consistency. So, oh, I heard this tune in ages. I fucking hate your life, bruv. That's how I feel.
What?
No, that's what? Like, say for example, like...
Is this the dungarees talking?
Shut up, bruv. hot brow and glasses talking, bruv. But yeah, it's like fucking yeah. It's how can I put it without sounding conceited?
It's too late.
Either. When you put stuff on shuffle,
yeah.
For me, it is the lowest form of decision making. So I am truly disgusted at your behaviour if you put anything on shuffle because it stops songs being played in their entirety or how the artist intended it to be played.
Yeah, but then you should be against playlists because it's not an album. It's not.
No, I'm not against playlists.
Why is that different?
Playlists, if you're doing them correctly,
yeah,
they have a pace and they have a tone.
Most people don't do that.
Well, those ones are fucking morons that you shuffle. So fuck those guys. There's some people that basically put a random shuffle and then copy and paste the whole entire thing as a playlist and thinking, oh shit, son, I'm so dope. If you're one of them people, kill yourself now. It's not, bruv. There's no room. There's no room for shit like that now.
Why?
There's no room. I'm done with it now.
Why?
Done. It's just dumb, bruv. I mean, like, there's dumb shit that we cover. And it's just moronic, sporadic nonsense. It's like, would you live your life like that? Like, real talk. Would you live your life if your week was just random days in general? So, for example, you wake up on Tuesday, the next day after that's Monday, and then the next day after that's Sunday, and then Saturday, and then you're back to a freaking Wednesday. If you don't live your life like that, don't put it on my playlist, bruv. Or don't put it on my Netflix. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Don't you shuffle shit, bruv. The only thing you should be shuffling is cards, and that's fine. Because cards are meant to be shuffled. Decks are meant to be shuffled. However, you do not do that with music, because music is, how can I put it? It is one of those things where it has to have an order, for me anyway, because I want to feel a mood.
Alright, what if I've collated a playlist for myself, but everything is roughly like the same tone, the same mood, and you can put it on shuffle, and it just all makes sense.
Yeah, but I would hate you a little bit.
Why? Just because I beat the system.
No. Because shuffle is for morons.
Why?
Shuffle is for morons that have no capable decision making skills.
I don't think that's true. The only time where like I've resorted to shuffle is because like I've exhausted the album, or I've exhausted the playlist, and I know all the songs inside out, back to front.
This is just something new then. That's how it used to be. This is what gets me, right, about this new generation of, like, convenience. Like, back in the day, you'd rinse...
Back in my day,
you used to rinse out a CD, and when that CD, you became sick of it, and you've learned it back and front, you would then buy another CD.
And then you buy another CD.
No, you wouldn't even put it on shuffle.
I was poor, so I put it on shuffle. Then I bought another CD.
Okay, so shuffle is a problem of poverty then. That's it. But when you've got Spotify, there's no reason for you to put shit on shuffle. Ever. Just listen to something else. You've got another album on. You've got millions of albums on there. Listen to something else.
What if you just want to, you want to hear what it sounds like in a different order?
No. Doesn't make any sense.
Of course it does.
Doesn't.
Why not?
Doesn't.
Why?
Because,
Like
you think what you're doing is revolutionary.
Maybe
you think what you're doing is revolutionary, right?
The very same album,
shuffle,
and you could create a whole different mood or a whole.
You know
different
why? Because
story.
You're listening to it Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Fucking moron. It's not anything revolutionary. Before an album comes to you as a listener, that's already happened. They already put the first track and the last track, and they mixed up all the tracks in the middle. Yeah. They've done all that. And this is the best possible order from the idea of the artist.
What if they made a mistake?
They haven't made a mistake.
Why not?
They haven't.
Why not?
They they haven't.
Directors make a mistake. You think these motherfuckers can't make a mistake?
Would a director fucking put the beginning? I mean, apart from fucking Tarantino. We're just going to eliminate that one.
There you go.
But then even so, if you were to put Pulp Fiction in order.
Shut up.
It wouldn't make any fucking sense.
Don't say that.
That's what I'm saying. But this is the entire thing. Pulp Fiction was created for that purpose in that way. And that's the only way it can really exist. If you played that all the way through, it wouldn't make any sense. It would just be a boring, generic action film.
Possibly.
Definitely. Possibly. Definitely. Apart from the bit where the man's with, a samurai sword and all that shit. Was it Bruce Willis is going through and he's killing Zed, who's fucking Marcella Wallace in the backside.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that separates that film from any other film. It's the ordering. But it's because of that order. It's not because it was on shuffle.
It's also amazing performances from everyone.
That as well. Surprising performances.
Why is it surprising?
Because...
everyone's good.
That's what I'm saying.
Everyone's either good or has been good at some time in their life.
I mean, Harvey Keitel's performance was the best. For me. It's out of the two of them anyway. It's out of the two. Because both, for stage time, Harvey Keitel. Because he's only there for a short period of time, but his character is so iconic, they put in fucking TV adverts.
I hate that.
It is what it is.
I dislike it very much.
I do, but it makes sense. It
doesn't make sense.
If you want a problem solved, you're going to get Wolf.
Yeah, but fuck those ads, bro.
But then saying that, it is what it is. Are you going to sell out for money or are you going to sell out for integrity?
No one sells out for integrity.
Yes, they do. They do it all the time.
What?
When you sell out for...
and you get integrity.
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No, they don't do things because of integrity. So it's technically them selling out to integrity. So basically, when somebody says, I'm not going to do this film because of my integrity as an actor.
Yeah.
They're selling out to the whole concept of having integrity.
And what's the original question?
The original question was, sell out for money or integrity. So when you do a decision that's basically based on...
Doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. Because if you're doing...
That's not selling out.
It is.
No, it's not.
It is. Because it's now a class of buffoonery. Like, oh, you shouldn't do this because...
No, it's not.
Okay, name one person that's sold out to integrity and has won.
One is not selling out.
It is.
Two, there's probably loads, but you never hear about them.
Yeah, because of the integrity.
Exactly.
So sell out for the fucking money, bro.
No, man, just keep your integrity.
No, what's the point? What is the point?
The point
either
is...
either, you're not going to be shown and it's not going to be relevant.
You can look at yourself in the mirror... and not be a man wearing
dungarees. Really? You're going to be doing that, yeah? You can look at yourself in the mirror and not be a man wearing dungarees, yeah? Bro, I'm doing this because of my integrity. That's what I'm saying. Because I don't want to be that guy that is wearing, a fucking hooded t-shirt. I mean, every fucking executive in, Silicon Valley dresses that way. I can't do that anymore. I'm disgusted by it. It's either cargo pants, a hoodie, and a t-shirt, or jeans... hoodie, t-shirt, some form of plain trainer. That is my look.
So, are you making a stand because of cultural appropriation?
Yes.
Oh, why are you saying that then? Now I can understand.
Cultural appropriation in regards to people that have intelligence and, I'm against it. If I have to look completely and utterly stupid in order to prove my point, I will.
This I understand.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're saying that.
Why would I just say that?
To be contrarian. I know you're ready.
I told you, that's not my name, that's not my style.
It is. Redacted contrarian.
Just redacted.
Fair enough.
Or truth.
Truth. You're going to go for the name Truth. Well, so when's your album coming out, Truth? Sounds like one of those friggin' rapper names, but one of those battle rapper names. You ain't got a proper battle rapper name as well. It's like Truth. You know, man's here. I'm the Truth. Bruv. Let it go. That's what I'm saying. Man should be called Elsa, bro.
Elsa?
Yeah, just let it go, innit? Let it go. So, what else is on the damn list, Mr. Redacted?
What's on your 50% of the list?
I've got a couple bits. You want to let off, yeah?
Cool.
So basically, one of the things that I've got a sort of like weird fascination in is the fact that in regards to the UK, we've got these disabled badges. And the only people that usually have them are people that are disabled and drug dealers. And most of them are drug dealing disabled people because they cut off their benefits.
Wait, you're saying that drug dealers are disabled?
Most of them, yeah.
Or they're dealing to disabled
people? Or it's all free. They're dealing to disabled people or their fellow disabled people. So my point or my thing is that recently they've technically legalized CBD oil in the UK. Technically, to the point you can get it in a fucking corner shop and sort of like convenience store over here. And it's hella confusing because it's technically illegal to bring it into the country, but if you have it in the country, it's fine.
Yeah, some of these laws are a bit like that.
They're done, bro. So, my whole thing is this. If you were to write a film based on these sort of like bullshit scenarios, what would it be? And who would you have as the lead role being a British actor?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, yeah.
And would be called Brixton.
Brixton?
Yeah.
And what would be doing in Brixton?
Huh?
And what would he be doing in Brixton? Would he be like disabled?
No, his name would be Brixton.
Oh, okay.
And he would live in like Sunbury or something.
Okay. What sort, legal or illegal?
Both. It will be a cross between casually.
Yeah. My one would be Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
And he plays a GP.
Yeah.
And
it's got a very GP look.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially in his older years.
Yeah. So Dr. Craig.
Maybe. Yeah.
And him being a GP.
Yeah.
He is fighting. It'll be like one of those emotional drama things. Like, you know, I remember like that film of Lorenzo's Oil and all that shit, which is pretty much the same thing. You can't remember Lorenzo's Oil, can you?
Pretty sure I've seen it.
Yeah. Nick Nolte. Anyway, so basically the premise of that is that a particular oil, which is hemp oil, I believe, is used to treat said seizures.
Okay.
And it's about somebody trying to win the case and all that stuff. So it'll be kind of like my cousin Vinny and what other Dr. Shenanigans? And Mr. Patch. Or the Patches.
Patch Adams.
Patch Adams, yeah.
Robin Williams.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Patch Adams.
Patch Adams and,
my
cousin Vinny. So basically, he's accused of selling CBD or giving CBD oil to a patient illegally because it's going to alleviate the suffering.
Yeah.
And it'll be like a case of, you know, the ins and outs of the business from the UK point of view. I reckon it could work.
Because
he looks like a GP.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Mm. Yeah, so. So what's your impossible question to me? Seems that we're not doing a mailbag anymore.
Why are we doing a mailbag?
50-50, isn't it? Like, every time I go into it, it's shit. Every time you go into it, it's shit. So...
No, I had some good questions.
No?
Yeah, I did.
What one did you have that was good?
I can't remember.
That's what I'm saying. If you can't remember it, it's shit, bro.
I can't remember the question exactly, but I remember...
The answers.
There was a good one from... Mrs. Smooth Peanut Butter.
I don't think it was that great. I don't think it was that great.
Mrs. Pogo? I think Mrs. Pogo asked
her... Pogo.
Yeah, Mrs. Pogo something something.
Mm. We need to really pay attention to these names. The only one that I can actually remember is Mr. Lipperswitz and Jared Joker for life. And
Jared Leto Joker for life.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I think you followed me on Twitter the other day. Or followed us on Twitter.
Yeah, he sent me in another letter that I've got for this one.
Okay, do you want to hit it up, or have you got any other bits to hit on the topic list?
I got a stuff. Where's your stuff?
Well, you
where's
know.
Where's your 50%, bro?
My 50% was that question.
Yeah.
Also, the... Where did I start? I started off the fucking bullshit. Yeah, ungrateful motherfucker.
Three things.
And then, like, you've got, like, three things as well.
I got more than three things.
No, you haven't. You said two things.
Yeah. And I got more stuff.
Okay, what's the stuff then?
Did you see the See You Yesterday trailer?
See You Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter movement meets Marty... Michael J. Fox like shenanigans. Although it's more like sliders from what I've seen it. Yeah.
Not really. But
I don't know, I mean the stakes in time, this is the problem with time travel. The stakes in it can't really be demonstrated straight away.
What do you mean?
Like when how can I put it? Like Back to the Future 2 is probably the best time travel movie on the basis of redemption and, was it, provocation? So basically, if somebody else...
Back to the Future 2, that's not even the best one.
It's not the best one, but it's the best structured one.
Is it?
Yeah, because he goes into the future, he leaves something from the past, a guy... uses the future machine to go back to the past, changes the timeline. The timeline then gets changed by Biff or whatever, and then Michael J. Fox realizes this when he goes into his timeline. He goes back to the future, back to the past. No, back to the future, then back to the past. Then he goes back to the past and then goes back to the future, doesn't he? Yeah, because he does the whole Back to the Future 1 bit where he's in the background. But anyway, so it's the best structured time travel.
Back to the past.
Back to the past, and then in order to fix the future.
Yeah. But he doesn't go back to the future. He just goes back to the present.
Yeah, he goes back to the future afterwards. Yeah, because it goes back to his original timeline.
Which is the present.
No.
Yes.
Technically, it isn't the present.
It is.
It's out of time.
It's the present. It's still the present. Just because it's a change.
No, it's version. The original point of origin. That's it. It's not the present.
Yeah, which is called the present.
Because every time he goes back, he keeps going back to the past.
Yeah. And when he returns
to the same time.
The present.
He returns to the same time of the present. So he's aged like 3 or 4...
You just answered it.
No.
The present.
No, because he's aged 3 or 4 weeks or 7, like, whatever. So technically he's gone back to the past.
Necessarily.
Yes, necessarily.
No.
Because everybody else has aged less than you during that time. However, you've aged 3 or 4 months ahead of everybody.
No, because he returned.
What I say makes sense, and you don't fucking like it. It's fine. It's fine.
Shut up.
But anyway, so he's certainly going back to the past.
Like 3 or 4 weeks makes a difference.
It does, bro.
It's only not months. Maybe like a couple of weeks at the most.
I'm pretty sure like number 3 is a year. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, Doc only had a couple of days to live. It wasn't a, a year.
Doc Brown.
Yes, he's a character in the movie.
No, I'm just thinking, like, because he got sent back to the past, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. No, no, because he survived it. This is a fucked up thing that I never understood about number three.
Yeah.
In number two, he survived.
Yeah.
The only Doc Brown that is in the past is the one from the 60s. It's not the one from the 80s.
What?
Don't you remember that bit?
What?
The one from the 60s.
Yeah, the 50s.
The 50s, sorry. Yeah. He gets sent to the future.
No, he stays in the 50s.
No, he doesn't. Because if you see number three,
yeah.
He does the he recreates the experiment, and then he goes, he gets sent back to the past.
Yeah, so he doesn't go into the future.
No, but he's already been into the future. This is the thing, like, because that's technically already happened on the timeline, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So 1980s, Doc Brown has already been sent back. It's either 1980s Doc Brown goes to the future, comes back to the past at the end of the beginning of number two, and everything's hunky-dory. Or 1950s gets sent back in the past. Yeah, so either.
No, the present one. The one from the present is the one that goes back to the Wild West. He then goes to get the one from the 50s to help him go back to the West.
Yeah.
So everything happens to the most recent, the current one.
I suppose. Alright, cool. Alright, so moving forward anyway. That's the best structured time sort of thing. So, in regards to this one, apparently this they get three chances to go back and forth on the see you tomorrow, see you yesterday.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. Which is okay, because like, it has got some form of moral compass, i.e., you know, black man's killed by police, this needs to be stopped, so she decides to create a time machine, etc., writes itself.
No, that's not what happens.
It is.
She's already working on the time machine. You can't, look, if...
And then she succeeds, then she goes back. What? Then she succeeds, yeah. Then she goes back. Either, that's going to happen in the first 10 minutes.
No, she already has the time, like, she's already working on the time machine. Then her brother gets killed. Then she finishes the time machine, and then she goes back.
Yeah, this is it. But either. She gets three chances, apparently, to go back.
Yeah, but we don't know why that is. There might be a
very... Maybe, it's mainly down to fuel.
Clever reason.
No, yeah, it's fuel. It's fuel.
Yeah, I know that.
It is. Plenty of fuel. Anyway, so in regards to the concept, it's okay. Am I excited for it? Hardly. Seems quite repetitive, like narrative in the scheme of things in America. But then saying that, I'm not American.
No, it doesn't. I mean, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
That's just silly.
No, I mean, like, I think this came out a year too late. If that makes sense. It would have been more poignant and more sort of interesting for me to watch this if it came out last year.
Why?
At the heat or the top of this Black Lives Matters movement and the creative sort of solution to it.
I disagree. Like, it's not helpful or useful to have a film like that while you're so, like, while it's, I mean, it's still happening. But, like, when you're so deep in it, it makes more sense. And also, like, you can't time that shit.
Yeah, of course you can't.
Like, it's impossible to time.
So although, you can technically time this one, because there was, like, it's a common placement, like, within America. It's just only recently got a branding, as it were, in regards to...
Yeah, but you couldn't time it to an event. Like what you're saying, like
I'm just saying, like, if it happened like more close to a year ago, because like Black Lives Matter,
yeah, then you can't time it.
No, but that was like a year after the Black Lives Matter movement had like come out, and I reckon that this script was probably floating around since then.
Yeah, could have been before then.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, could either ever. In regards to the timing, in regards to the concept of the film, am I excited about it? No, I've watched Time Cop. Time Cop for
it's
me.
It's a completely different film.
Yeah, it is, but it's like similar concept. Go back, change time.
No, it isn't.
Actually, yeah, you're right. But it's like it's the cops going back, and it's well, Time Cop's more like Minority Report. So Minority Report is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't. Stop naming stuff that are not similar.
They are similar.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
No, it fucking isn't. It is. How is it similar?
Time Cop.
There's no time travel in Minority Report.
Yeah, but there's sort of future seeing. So it's, this is what's going to happen. This is what needs to. This is this you need
and
to do.
And that's got nothing to do. Time Cop doesn't have that.
It does, yeah, it's in reverse.
No, it doesn't.
It does. These are the big criminals. This is what they've done in the future.
Yeah, but it's not.
This is what you have to prevent them to, from doing in this.
No,
yes.
They're time cops. They are going into the past and stopping people from creating crimes and fraud or whatever to make them rich in the present. They're not going into the future and saying, oh, these characters are going to do stuff and then arrest them.
That's what happens at the end.
No, it doesn't.
It does. That's the reason why it's getting hunted down.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
That is not what happens.
I'm a Jean-Claude Van Damme fanatic.
Oh,
I know
you should
what
be ashamed of yourself because you don't understand Time Cop.
I do. I do understand Time Cop. You don't understand Time Cop.
Of course I understand Time Cop.
You do.
I understand everything.
You do. You do, yeah?
Yeah.
Good. Now watch it again. Because
you
clearly
watch it again.
Don't.
Every time you tell me to watch something again, you're always the one that's wrong.
Bro, just watch Time Cop again. I mean, what do you have to lose? Hmm?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Watch it again.
I will watch it again. But not because you said so. Because I like that film.
Fair
you
enough.
Need to watch it again because you don't understand what the fuck's going on.
No, you need to watch it again because you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Of course I do.
Huh?
I just explained it to you.
No, you never.
Yes, I did.
You never.
Yes, I did.
You're saying about
that?
The fraud. You're saying about the fraud thing. That's a minor element of it.
No, is it, that's what the time cops were created for. It's not a minor thing. You know, that could like destabilize the financial economic standards of the whole country. You can't be like, oh, it's a minor thing.
It's a minor thing,
man. No, it's not.
It's a minor thing.
No, it is not. That's the whole reason time cops exist.
Fine. Anyway, so in regards to
it's
that.
It's a bit like Time Cop.
Well,
just slap yourself,
it is, bro.
No, it isn't.
It's
nothing like Time Cop.
It is. Minority Report has similarities to Time Cop.
No, it doesn't.
It does, bro.
No, it doesn't. And neither does See You Yesterday.
See You Yesterday, it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does, bro. So it does.
No, it doesn't.
It does. But anyway, See You Yesterday.
The only thing that's similar is there's time travel.
That's it.
That's it.
That's what you need to know.
No, it's no.
Yeah. So, See You Yesterday seems okay.
It does seem okay.
It doesn't seem great. I'm not fully on board. Only because it's kids. Any film with time traveling kids, it's just annoying.
What about Project whatever it was? That was alright. Project Almanac.
That's what I'm saying. It's annoying. I'm not saying it's great.
No one said it was annoying.
It was.
Did you even see it?
Project Almanac.
Yeah. The answer's no.
I'm pretty sure I have.
You can't be trusted.
I'm pretty sure
this
I have.
This is why you can't be trusted.
Okay, which what Project Almanac, is that the one where they go into prehistoric past?
No.
Is that the one where they go into the 50s?
No.
60s?
Also no. You have not seen this film.
Probably have.
And it's not like Time Cop.
You sure it's not like Time Cop?
Yes.
I know. Is it like Back to the Future?
The only similarities it has with those films is there's time travel.
Okay, fine. I'm willing to accept that. Speaking of stuff that I'm willing to accept, Mailbag.
Mailbag? It's not mailbag time yet.
Yeah, it is.
What about this?
The See You Yesterday.
Hobson Shaw trailer.
I've done this already. It's trash.
It's good.
It's not, bruv.
It's good.
It's not.
What is your problem?
It's just...
Why do you hate
it's
life?
Just, I don't hate life. I just don't see the point of this film.
But it's about La Familia.
It's not about La Familia.
It is about La... See, you don't even understand the trailer you're watching. It's a, of course it's about
it's
La not. Familia.
It's about one it's man... Got, it's about one man
sister
and,
in it.
Yeah, it's about one man and his sister. Yeah. And then Rock and his whole Ras Clark village.
Exactly. La Familia. And, it's not La Familia. And Shaw's mum is in it as well.
It just seems
La
meh.
Familia.
It's just meh. I don't care for these people. Like, there's no, like, bond that I have. Like, in regards to Hobbs and Shaw, because I don't watch Fast and Furious.
You don't have to watch Fast and Furious to enjoy Hobbs and Shaw.
By looks of things, no, but it does kind of come across like Fern Gully, bruv.
Fern Gully? Are you high?
Bruv, it comes across as Fern
You're
Gully.
You're drunk. You're just naming films and saying they're like each other. When
Fern Gully is where they go, into, like, big old corporation goes into a forest
yeah.
and tries to take it over. Meanwhile, the fairies are trying to protect them.
Yeah.
This one.
Well, you forgot about the. You know, the guy who is the forester who ends up with the fairies.
Yeah, because he gets. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So basically, Fern Gully
so
is
basically
Avatar.
Yeah. yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Those films. Are the same.
Yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw is not fucking Fern Gully.
It's Avatar, bruv.
No, it's not.
It's so like that, bruv.
No, it's not. Who's trying to deforest the anything?
Well, this guy...
It's got nothing to do with any
Brixton.
Of that shit.
Biden
well, Brixton. he's a lumberjack now.
Yeah, he's a lumberjack.
He's trying to take over half the rainforest. Yeah. And the Rock's family lives there. And they have to defend... thing but oh where does Shaw come into it well his sister
is a fairy.
His sister found out about the plot and she was planning to tell the Rock but then she got in trouble and she had to call her brother and the Rock at the same time and that's why Hobbs and Shaw are working together.
Just ridiculous.
It's ridiculous because I just made that shit up based on what you're saying.
But that's exactly what happens. That's exactly what happens.
No, it isn't.
Exactly what happens.
No.
Like, basically, she gets into some trouble and then the Rock takes him back to the Samoan Islands. That's it. That's the whole film, bro.
That is not the whole film.
The whole film is that, bro.
There's lots of bits in between before that happens.
There's a little bit of shenanigans in some form of city. She gets taken from the city,
yeah.
protected from the Black Superman... And then put into this village. This village is then going to have one last stand where they fight one Idris Elba, and they'll probably win, I guess, because.
Are you forgetting he's got superpowers?
Of course, I told you, Bionic Brixton, bro.
No, stop calling him that.
Bionic Brixton is going to be that guy. So, it is what it is. Would I have preferred Idris Elba playing his Bionic Brixton character in another film? Probably yes. Do I appreciate the plot between Hobbs and Shaw and their family and their dynamics of family? Probably not. Only because I don't give a fuck about these characters. But in saying that, in regards to his sister, sister's played by a fairly hot actress who can sort of fight, which is okay. In regards to Shaw's family, or Hobbs, whatever his name is, his whole thing is, how can I pull it? His whole thing in regards to the whole lineup is that his family are filled with like former wrestlers and sort of like people that are
one person.
No, two. Actually, it's three.
Who?
I think it's like his younger brothers and stuff like that. Or his older brothers.
Name them.
Rikishi and
Rikishi's not in it.
He is. I saw him in the trailer, bro.
Lie.
Rikishi's in the trailer.
Oh, lying son of a bitch.
Not, bro. Rikishi and one of the head headbangers or the head shrinkers. Head shrinkers? Yeah. Plays one of the older guys. So yeah. I mean, not that it's a bad thing. I mean, it's good that all these actors are getting gigs. It's just the whole plot is just annoying, bruv.
No, look. It's a good action film. A very, like, good interplay between the two main characters.
I doubt it. I very much doubt it. I haven't watched this film yet, but
What's
I can just imagine it being very static and bland.
You're going to get a reputation for static being wrong,
and bland.
For being wrong about one film
this
every year.
This feels as exciting last as a flowered flavoured pizza.
Last year, you was wrong about Venom.
I wasn't.
This year, you're wrong about Hobbs and Shaw.
I'm not. Hobbs and Shaw is just trash.
You was. Why don't you admit you was wrong about Venom?
I wasn't wrong.
That film was garbage.
I said both films are going to be garbage.
No, you didn't.
I did. I specifically said both of these films are trash. Your freaking proposal doesn't make a goddamn bit of sense. I am out.
You didn't say that either.
Hence the reason why we didn't have no forfeit or any form of zany scheme that you had planned, Mr. Redacted. Where you wanted me to like walk around with a silly hat.
You didn't have the nutsicles to put your money where your mouth
no,
is.
No, because I believe both films are going to be trash. It's
yeah,
a losing
it's not about winning. What film is not trash? It's about
which film
is better than the other film.
No, which film is going to be the most trash?
Fine, if you want to put it that way.
As well as, you know, which film is and less was, trash than the other. But both
was,
films were trash.
It was objectively Venom. Venom was the worst film.
Both made near enough the same amount of money.
Fine.
So it's like,
No one believes you when you start talking about money because you start making shit up. Like when you started making shit up about the X-Men.
I was right about the X-Men as well.
No, you was not.
I was.
No, the only thing that saved you is that no one could be bothered to look up whether what the shit you made up was right or not.
Bruv, it was right.
No, it wasn't.
They averaged 200 and 150 million per film.
Yeah.
The average cost of making these films were around about 70 to around about 160 per film.
Okay.
They made less money on those films than the Avengers 1 and... Yeah, just the Avengers. Avengers alone.
Was it sure now?
Hmm?
Are you sure now?
Yeah, I've done the research. Huh? Very cool.
You've not done the research.
I did it last week just because I was going to like touching it, but then I thought, nah, that's just overkill. I'll destroy Redacted.
Please, not be fair. That has nothing to do with destroying.
It is. Your mind was already blown.
It was blown that you actually did some work.
Exactly. And what am I supposed to do? You know, confirm facts. Confirming facts would just it'll fuck up your whole flex.
It wouldn't fuck me up.
It would.
Nah, man.
Grizzlies all beating their chests.
It'll be fine.
Oh dear. So,
Krypton season 2 trailer.
I didn't bother.
Why not? I think it looks alright.
I mean, it's gonna be okay, but like from what I've been reading, it's got too many mains in it. So that's the one thing that sort of always puts me in alarm bell mode.
No, but it depends how it's done.
Yeah, definitely. The one hangs in
like,
the background.
Obviously, like, Zod's probably going to be, like, ongoing. Doomsday might be, like, a couple of episodes, maybe.
Doomsday as well is too much.
No, but, like, what you're saying is, like,
I'm not saying it's going to be shit.
No, but you're saying, like, too many villains.
Yeah.
Like, a season of The Flash, how many villains does that have?
No,
almost
I mean,
one every episode.
Mains.
Yeah, but you don't know their mains.
What makes
them main villains? Lobo's only going to turn up for a couple of episodes. He's not going to be in the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's either like
Brainiac's probably going to be a background thing. He's probably not going to do actually anything in this series.
Yeah, probably next season. But then it's like one of those ones where, whereas I like the whole concept of Krypton.
Yeah.
I haven't got an attachment to it. I watched like the first two episodes of season one and I was like, okay, I get it. Normal, super people. Great. Sort of thing. But, yeah, ultimately.
Normal super people.
Yeah. So, what would the planet of Krypton, which is basically filled with like Kryptonians, be like? It would just be normal because they've got red sun, so it's just like, whatever. And they've got like flying cars and shit.
Well, how are they super people?
They're not. That's the thing. They're only super when they go into yellow sun territory, innit? So normal super people. That's what we're watching.
Making sense.
It's basically a soap opera plot for
aliens.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not on board. For that reason. I mean, don't get twisted. I appreciate the characters, the character development.
You don't.
I do. I just don't think it's exciting to see Superman as a normal person. It's like Superman 2, I just didn't enjoy.
Well, you don't see Superman as a normal person.
Well, yeah, super Kryptonian as a normal person. That's what it amounts down to.
Okay. I'll skip past that.
Yeah, it's just not interesting. Krypton. At the moment, anyway. I mean, like, it's exciting enough to warrant sort of like a following, but in regards to it being, you know, a series for me to get behind and a series for me to like concentrate, you know, 45% of my life to, nah.
45% of your life ain't high.
No, I'm just saying in regards to like Game of Thrones, which at the moment is consuming 45% of my life. Like, me, in regards to me sort of like listening
How
and watching.
Have you not watched it?
I haven't watched it, but exactly. I've read everything about it because I've been trying to watch other things because I find it rude when Game of Thrones.
That's the dumb way around.
No, because
it is. Why would you read about it when you can watch it?
I don't know.
That makes no sense.
The main reason why is because when you watch it, for me, Game of Thrones, that's the whole experience. Whereas, you know, when you're reading about something, it's just all bullshit, as it were. Yeah, you'll hear say gossip and rumour until you actually watch it.
Okay, you're drunk.
I'm not. You're drunk. You're so drunk.
It doesn't make any sense.
Bro, I am. Hearsay, gossip, and rumour until you watch it yourself. How does that make sense?
Then just watch it. Like, why aren't you watching it?
I'm not. I'm watching it tonight.
What
you
just told me is you'd rather read bullshit and then watch it afterwards. Like, that makes no sense. I'd rather skip the bullshit and actually watch the show. And then you're talking about you don't want to waste your life watching something.
No, but basically
you're wasting your life watching
every single time
Game of Thrones bullshit.
Every single time Game of Thrones comes out, I become obsessed when I start watching it, and everything else goes to the sideline. So I prefer to do a lot of the stuff that I would do before I start sit down and watch Game of Thrones. Like, take for example, last time Game of Thrones was on, I was meant to move house, and I got distracted and watched the whole of the series. Four, I believe. No, is it five or six? It'll be seven. So I watched all of season 7 before I moved all my stuff. And I was delayed by one day. That's what Game of Thrones done to me last year. Last time it was out. So that's what, 2 years ago.
So it's season 6.
I think so. This is, no, 7. Season 7. It's 8 now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it would have been 7.
Why doesn't make any sense?
It does. Basically, Game of Thrones, when I start watching it, becomes too much of a distraction. Hence the reason why I'm distracting myself with just teasing myself bits.
So you would have watched all of season 6 before you watched 7?
Hmm? No, I watched all of 7.
In one day?
Yeah.
So you didn't watch it when it was coming out?
I watched it as it was coming out.
Then how did you watch all of it in one day?
Because I didn't watch season 6. So I had to watch season 6 in order to watch season 7.
That's what I said. That is exactly what I said. So you watched all of season 6. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You're drunk.
No, you're drunk.
You're just chatting frap.
So, what are you chatting frap, bruv? You're chatting frap.
What? You're not even realizing it.
Bruv, you're not realizing it. You just want me to chat frap so it makes you feel better.
Bruv, why would it make me feel better?
I don't know.
You're derailing the show with your fucking frap talk.
What do you mean, bruv?
With your drunkenness.
I'm not drunk. You're drunk. You're drunk. You're drunk, you better
derailing the show. Let's just end this.
No, this mailbag.
What?
Mailbag.
That's what I was going to say. Let's end this by taking a letter or mailbag or whatever from our number one fan. Mr. Jared Leto for life.
Ah, for God's sake.
So, Mr. For Life, he would like to know, what do we think about John Cena in Suicide Squad?
I hope he gets murked first. Because he's better in Transformers than he is in Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad is the redundant platform for his star potential.
How would you know?
Because I've seen the Marine and he's really shit in that. And then I watched Transformers, and he's really good in that. Or Bumblebee.
No, but you said he's better in Transformers, which I guess you meant Bumblebee, than he's in Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad's not out yet, so...
No. Suicide Squad has had its time. It should not be made again. Personally. Although I do respect the fact that James Gunn...
doesn't make any sense.
No, it does. Suicide Squad...
did you enjoy Bumblebee?
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
So you've enjoyed it?
Yeah.
So they should have made that film, or should not have made that film?
They should have made that film.
Even though they had so many shit films before it?
No, it's completely different, because it looks completely different?
Why is it different?
Because you can be shit.
You don't know what Suicide Squad's going to look like. They haven't made it yet.
I don't.
Why are you saying they shouldn't have another chance at making it?
Because it's with a Marvel director. No, because it's with a Marvel director. It's only going to be as good as a Marvel film because of James Gunn. And then when James Gunn gets pissed off with DC and he leaves, you're going to be left with a Suicide Squad 3 that's so shit, and you're going to have a Guardians of the Galaxy film that's going to be a fucking amazing. So, you know, that's my point on that.
You're drunk.
You're so drunk.
You're drunk.
I'm buzzed. I'm not drunk. I'm
buzzed. No, like, there's no reason why they shouldn't have another shot at it. Like, yes, there was a misstep.
You said misstep about Suicide Squad 1. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Bruv, it's more, like, how can I put it? If you were to compare it to, like, a blundering step, it'll be more of a case of somebody falling down a whole flight of steps versus somebody just tripping over their shoelace. That's what Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad is a whole floor, and yeah, fucking the other one.
I disagree based on Oscar and a whole bunch of money. So, like, you can't really say it was that much of a big...
No,
it wasn't the tripping over your shoelace.
It wasn't a shoelace, bro.
It was, because it's
not the shoelace.
The only thing it doesn't have is the critical acclaim. Like, it's got fan love, and it's got...
You know what?
It's got money,
you know,
money and Oscars.
You know what? I want to meet every single fan of Suicide Squad so I can hit him in the mouth.
You're so drunk.
If you are a fan of Suicide Squad... I will gladly hit you in the mouth with your permission.
Gladly.
You get a bloody nose on the house from Shunt.
This drunkard violent talk.
I'm not violent. You're violent. You're violent and you're drunk. Nah, but seriously, Suicide Squad, John Cena, don't think it's really a good fit. The only reason why is because of the whole PG weird stuff that WWE does, and they kind of sort of like, how can I put it, he can't make the most of it, if that makes sense.
Why not? The Marine's not a PG film.
Yeah, but it kind of falls in line with him being a soldier at the time.
It doesn't matter, it's not PG.
So, well, it depends. I mean, who which character is he playing in Suicide Squad?
I heard Peacemaker.
I mean, if you said Flag, then yeah. But
no, I think Joel Kinnaman's coming back as Flag.
This is going to be a disgusting mess.
Why?
It's got old, new, and it's not good.
No, it's just got old. There is new, but, like, no one is being recast. There's nothing...
Apart from Deadshot. Deadshot's not
being recast. No, we said weeks ago that Deadshot's not being recast. Idris Elba was playing a different character. I mean, yeah, Idris Elba was playing a different character.
Ugh. So, Will Smith's always going to be Deadshot.
Well, yeah, so.
Ugh, such a waste. Such a waste, bruv!
What's the difference?
It's a waste!
They can always recast later if they want, but just at this moment.
After Gemini Man, they're fucked, bruv. They are fucked after Gemini Man. If the Gemini Man comes out and that shit flops hard, they're stuck with Will Smith as Deadshot. For life! For life!
You're such a drunken idiot.
Bruv, I'm not a drunken idiot, I'm a drunken genius. Fucking hell, full life. Bad boy in the motherfucker, bruv. All
they
day.
They always have the option.
They don't.
Shut the fuck up.
For when you bring back Margot Robbie, for when you bring back all the other ones, if only you have this shit-ass fucking Margot Robbie Birds of Prey thing, which only took 2 months to wrap, it's going to be a hot fucking mess. The only thing that's going to be a saving grace off this film is James Gunn's wit and humour, which he couldn't get if he had fucking Will Smith on the fucking cast. You know why? Because Will Smith jokes are shit. Hence the reason why that Gemini joke did not land the way it should have.
It wasn't a joke.
That's the worst thing. That's the thing.
He
didn't
write the lines.
He does write the lines. Because you can't, like, coincidence aside, bruv, right?
I feel like I'm talking to a drunken uncle.
I am a drunken uncle. All the jokes aside, though, in regards to Will Smith, it's the way he delivers the line. It's a shit line, but it's the way he delivers that particular shit line.
There's no way.
What are we, some kind of Suicide Squad?
Oh, that line.
Oh. So, because I'm a black man, I gotta be dressed in black still. Men in Black. You know how it is? We bad boys for life. Bad Boys 2. I Am Legend. There's a lot of fucking shit lines. After Earth. What's the other one? Fear. That fear line. Oh god, I just want to hit him in the mouth. But yeah. Yeah. It's a hot mess, bruv. Like, the worst thing about it, I get it, is probably his contract or some bullshit that says, I want to deliver all the shit lines myself. Because that's what I do as an actor. And yeah, that's going to be me. So if you've got any really shit lines, give them to me, because I'm Will Smith. I used to be the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No!
I was somebody important.
Look, those lines, in particular, I'm talking about the thing, I think you made up some of the other ones.
No,
but in particular,
I haven't. He said those lines. What's the other one? Jim West, Desperado.
That is not in the film. Nada.
Yeah, you don't want nada.
That is in the music video. Shut the fuck
up. And the film has got the soundtrack in it. So it's
what?
In the film still.
See, now I'm even more convinced you made that up.
No.
So I'm talking specifically about the Gemini Man line and the Suicide Squad. There's a lot of lines.
Those lines. I think there's one in Independence.
Are
Welcome to Earth. Yeah, no, yeah.
Badass.
I think that was like another one that was shit. There's a couple of them. iRobot, there's another one. Yeah, like, I can't remember. I think it's
you
like.
Messed up my Converse, bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's it. It's like,
I just made that up, so there! In your face!
But he probably did say that.
No, he didn't. Anyway, those lines are irredeemable. Like, there's nothing you can do as an actor.
Can I ask the internet something?
As a person.
Can you compile a video for me that has all of the worst Will Smith lines? Wait, you know what? I reckon it already exists. And this is what I'm going to find out now. I'm going to go on YouTube in real time. This isn't going to be edited or anything. I'm just going to go on YouTube. Yeah. Will Smith worst lines.
You're going to edit the show.
I'm not. Will Smith worst. Oh, shit. Worst acting, worst moment, worst song, worst movie. Which one should I go for, internet? Yeah, worst moments. Here we go. Oh, God, here we go. Nightmare interview. Oh, the After Earth one. Oh, God. Bloody hell. All of it is really, really shit. Most of it's After Earth, to be fair. So, it's not like a compilation.
There you go. There
so, the internet, go. Can you please compile a short video of Will Smith delivering the worst lines, and yeah, I'll be happy.
Don't do it, he's drunk, he'll forget about it in the morning.
I won't.
Anyway, those lines are irredeemable. There is nothing you can do to save those lines.
Set a reminder for worst lines in the morning.
They are shit on paper.
Okay, I'll remind you.
This is what Siri has basically saved. Save those lamps, Siri. Set a reminder for West Lyons in the morning. I don't even know what Lyons is, bruv.
So you're drunk. This is what you're saying.
Are you sure you want to delete this reminder?
Yes, because you got it wrong.
See, that wouldn't happen if it was Google.
I reckon it'll be worse. No, I reckon it'll be worse.
No, it wouldn't. Yeah, those lines are irredeemable. They're shit on paper. They're shit when you say it out loud. There's nothing you can do to save those lines. They shouldn't be in the film.
My Will Smith rant went on a bit too long. What was that fucking question that Jared Joker for Life actually wanted?
It was about John Cena. What do we think about John Cena in Suicide
Squad? Oh, it's fine. It's fine.
Is it? Because you complained about it 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but...
Drunk!
I'm fine. I'm fine about John Cena being in it. Look, because I have to remind myself about Will Smith and what he did to the whole company in other films. It's fine.
You didn't have to do that.
Okay, I chose to do it. Emotional wreck, what can I say?
Sorry?
No, I'm not apologising to Will Smith. Fuck you. You
to apologize. Me! Fuck!
There's
a fuck about Will Smith.
I'm done. Nah, it depends. I mean, like, I apologize if I've caused you any offense, Mr. Redacted. I mean it with the utmost respect. That if I have offended you, I apologize.
Drunken liar.
I'm not a drunken liar. I never lie when I'm drunk. Can't be asked. It's too much effort. It's too much brain chemical jumping around stuff. Anyway, I'm going to go on with my one. My one was...
Actually have one.
Yeah, it's fairly good.
What, after you said, oh, we're not doing it anymore?
No, I said, should we do it? You said, yeah. Because technically it's the 50th episode, so we are literally passing the baton, as it were.
Don't like it at all.
Ah, you're fine. And on top of that, Redacted is going to be editing his first episode, and it's going to be this one. It's going to be fucking amazing. Especially me being so drunk. Gold. You've got gold right now.
Uptick.
Uptick. Gold.
Uptick in the production value.
Oh, yeah, uptick in the
production. Following this episode.
Lies. Lies.
Following this episode.
So, yeah. But, yeah, so in regards to my question is, what book... from Mr. Lipperschwitz, sorry, my bad. Mrs. Lipperschwitz is actually... Mrs. Lipperschwitz. I'm not sure if he's gone through a procedure or if it's his wife, but we're just going to assume it's okay either way. Mrs. Lipperschwitz has asked us, what book has changed your life? Starting with you, Redacted. I reckon it's his wife because he didn't add an M-Y, so he's usually...
Or they realise that's not on.
Maybe.
It's a violation of
the... I don't know, because none of the episodes have gone up. None of the episodes have gone up for like a couple of weeks, so it's only going to be like 2 per week. So I don't think it is the case. I mean, how would he know that we're complaining if it's like, you know... If he hasn't heard it.
Yes, that's too much peeking behind the curtain.
That's pure Minority Report there, bruv. So yeah, what's your favourite book? And why?
My favourite book? Or what book has changed my life?
Yeah.
It's two different questions. It's two different questions.
Okay, so you answer her question, which is your favourite book, and then you tell us what your favourite book that has changed your life. So two questions. Why not? Let's go now.
No, there's only one question.
No, one from her and then one for me, you motherfucker.
Fuck you, you don't deserve no questions answered.
Well, you don't... You're asking me a question in order about the question, and I said, fine, just answer both. And you're like, no, I only want to answer one. Fucking contrarian as fuck, bruv. Webs.
The Woo Manual.
The Woo Manual?
Mm.
As in, the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes.
Mine's a lot better than that. J.R. Tolkien in The
Are
Hobbit.
Are you fucking judging my book choice?
Because it's shit, bro. It's shit, bro.
Fuck you, bro.
Man's quoting 90-90-00 whatever material as his life's best work. Bro, you've grown since then. You must have a better book than The Wu Manual. Or Enter the 36 Chambers bullshit. Come on. That wasn't insightful. I read that same book.
It was. It led me to other books.
What, Protect Your Neck?
It led me to other
books. By protecting your neck, you've been able to... Yeah, it's just one of the lines in there.
Yeah, but it's not a fucking book, is it?
Gravel Pit.
Well, fuck you.
It's Sorry, I'm drunk and I'm an arsehole. But yeah, Hobbit.
An arsehole when you're sober.
I know. I'm like,
how the fuck has the Hobbit changed your life?
Hobbit changed my life because I didn't realise that that was the end of the journey. But it's technically the beginning of the journey. What? So, huh?
What is?
The Hobbit.
Is the beginning of the journey.
No. It's the beginning of the journey, but it's written after the end of the journey. It's basically Lord of the Rings.
It came out first.
It didn't.
Yes, it did. The book came out first.
Lord of the Rings, the book came out first. Then The Hobbit was released as a prequel. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes. Do it, bro. What came out first, Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit? Book-wise. That's the reason why it's done the way it's done. Otherwise, what they would have done, if it was the films, is that they would have released The Hobbit first, or made The Hobbit films first, and then they would have done the fucking Lord of the Rings after.
No, they made The Lord of the Rings first because it was a more interesting book to make.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
A lot more happens in The Hobbit than it does in The Lord of the Rings.
No, it doesn't.
No, bruv, you got to look at the volumes, right? Lord of the Rings...
The Hobbit is one thin book.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings...
But a lot more happens in it.
No, it doesn't. It's one thin book. How can more happen in it?
Bruv, it's a mad thing. It's a mad thing. I ain't even gonna argue it.
Bruv, you need to sort yourself out.
You need to sort yourself out, bro. Like, he goes and he finds a fucking underground lair. He finds the Ring of Sauron. He fights a dragon. He saves a village. He wins. That's the Hobbit. Whereas with the Lord of the Rings, he walks around with a ring, trying to drop it in a volcano, but he doesn't know he has to drop it in a volcano. Meanwhile, he's getting hunted down by a couple peeps.
In your face. Told you I embarrassed you on TV.
No, do it. Yeah.
The Hobbit came out in 1937.
Mm-hmm.
Lord of the Rings came out in 1954. Motherfucker. Unless there's time travel.
It's time travel.
In your face.
Time travel.
In your face.
It's probably just the edition.
Told you. In your face.
No. The Hobbit came out after.
No, it didn't. This is
yes,
the
it is.
Ramblings of a drunken man.
The Hobbit came out
no, it didn't.
After Lord of the Rings. Although the Lord of the Rings had several books and its completion was in 1957. However...
No, that's when the first one came out.
No. That's its completion. J.R. Tolkien is hella old, bro. And you'll know this when Tolkien, the film, comes out.
I won't, because I'm not watching it.
I'm watching it just for this point.
I'm not watching it.
I'm watching
that
it.
That film was boring as hell.
It does. it looks like three books worth of boring.
And, you got
the beast.
Fake beast.
Not close to grammar, but fake beast.
Fake ass beast in there.
Mm-hmm.
You can only be beast for like 2 minutes.
And isn't he a zombie as well? Ain't he the zombie?
Yeah, he is.
He's a zombie and
Warm bodies,
yeah.
Fuck that dude.
Yeah, he's okay though. I like him
and,
in warm
and
bodies.
And he's a battle boy. Fuck that dude.
Yeah, he is. Mm.
Actually, no offense, but also fuck you, man.
That's terrible. Terrible. You're very cheap and very petty.
No, yeah, I am. I am. If you're going to be beast. Don't be like, oh, I'll commit to beast for a short amount of time, but also I want you to see my face. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, slow.
You can see Kelsey Grammer being like, oh, I'm going to be the beast, but I'm also going to have a magic beast antidote that I could just, like,
yeah,
fuck you, man.
But that's in the comic,
fuck
bruv.
You.
That's in the comic.
No, it isn't.
It is. He kills himself 3 times.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
You know, he made himself worse.
Yeah.
And then after that, he's just different versions of Beast. He transforms and he ends up being like the Cat Beast. Then he transforms. No, actually, he transforms. I think he was the Cat Beast and then he was like the Ape Beast, or it was the other way around.
Yeah.
But, like, that was just a natural transformation. That wasn't like he tried to throw himself again. And also, like, that is the fucking pathos of the beast. Like, he's this really intelligent guy trapped in this, like, really, like, a beast body. Like, it's not... his body does not match his brains. Like, his body can't always do the things that he needs to do as an intelligent person.
Nah, it's the opposite. I mean, like, he has brains, intelligence, and he has physical prowess. So he's technically the perfect human being. However, he doesn't like his appearance.
He doesn't look like a human being.
No, but that's what I'm saying. He doesn't like his appearance.
Then he's not perfect. Yes. And also, like, people are scared of him and, like, you know, like, whatever. Like, he doesn't look like an intelligent person.
He doesn't look like a stupid person either.
No, not really, but he doesn't look like a person.
He does. He wears glasses.
So?
And you can assume he's intelligent if he's wearing glasses.
So if you put glasses on a fucking cat, you think he looks like an intelligent person?
Yes, Mr. Pickles look very intelligent.
No.
Increase his IQ by 25%.
Also, no.
You then start to be able to speak.
And then no.
Actually, that reminds me of an episode in Love, Death and Robots. Talking cats with arms, bruv. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I guess about that.
Yeah, they do.
Anyway, as I was saying, like, that's the beast thing. Like, if he could just be a human anytime he wants, then what's the fucking point? What is the fucking point?
Why
is the fuck in point of you and your stupid X-Men movies? Fucking Bryan Singer and the other stupid dude that I can't remember his name at the moment.
You're drunk.
Simon Kinberg. Fuck that dude as well.
You're drunk.
Fuck that dude and his shit version of the X-Men. I'm glad you're dead. I'm glad you're dead. Fuck your franchise. Fuck Dark Phoenix. Fuck Dark Mutants or whatever the fuck that shit's called. It got pushed back again. That shit's never coming out. That film is never coming out.
You're drunk, redacted.
I'm not.
You are, bro.
That film's going to come out quietly on the network.
No, I ain't going to come out on the network, bro.
They're not even going to put it on there. It is, man.
It's so bad it'll be on Amazon Prime. It'll be on Amazon Prime, bro.
It'll be
on
Apple TV, bro.
No. Apple TV will refuse, bro. It's just going to be Amazon Prime on the low key. Like 4 years after it's meant to have been out.
Fine, because Amazon might turn that down.
Yeah. Okay, we'll make money from it. Fine.
Yeah, they don't care. They'll just turn it.
It's horrible.
Thank you.
Alright. Anything else?
That's it, man.
Yeah.
Sick of your drunken self.
I'm sick of your drunken self.
Insulting people for no reason.
You're salty, bro.
Especially Hobbs and Shaw.
Hobbs and Shaw could eat their own backsides, bro. They could eat their own backsides in a Stratham upon Johnson experience, bro. They could eat each other's backsides like the human centipede of a film like that is.
If they wanted to, that would be okay. But that's not what that film's about.
What, Human Centipede?
No.
Hobbs and Shaw. It is, bro. It's about how much can things suck. All will be revealed in Hobbs and Shaw and Fatal Fury. Actually, not in Fatal Fury. I'm Fast and Furious. Hobbs and Shaw, all will be revealed.
That's not even funny.
It was the original one, but then I realised Fatal Fury is that thing with like Terry Bogard and Andy Go. It's a fine game. Yeah, waves. Time.
Alright, end it.
You end it, bro.
You end it.
Technically, no, you have to end it because it's like your show afterwards.
What happened to the 50%?
This is my 50%. I'm telling you what to.
50% was like three things.
What do you mean 50%? I've done more than three things.
What three things?
We'll count it back afterwards, but I'm pretty sure I've done. I'm trying to put this into a 3-hour show. It's long, bro.
That's you and your nonsense.
It's you, bro.
That's you and your nonsense. Look how long you've been ranting on about nonsense.
What do you mean nonsense? It's not me, it's you. Anyway. Well, I think that's enough anyway.
It is way too
but,
much.
But yeah, next episode may well take even longer than
not.
These ones because Redacted has to edit this shit.
I'm
going to
edit this down into 5 minutes, bro.
5 minutes?
Yeah.
Well, Hobbs and Shaw is great.
Yeah.
It's terrible. I'm going to keep this.
I'm going to use that sound clip.
What were your jokes?
Huh?
What were your jokes?
What jokes?
Ha ha ha.
No, when you just said Hobbs and Shaw is great.
No, it's shit.
That is
bro.
What I'm going to use.
Hobbs and Shaw, for me, is just going to be fucking terrible.
Too late. I've already got the clip of you saying it great, so I'm just going to use that.
Remember, I meant to teach you how to put this on. I'm not going to incorporate
it
myself.
Huh?
You're crazy. Anyway, yeah.
Just do it when you're not looking, bro.
If I do it when I'm not looking, because I'm always looking. Always watching. Dum, 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 dum.
Alright, end it. Stop doing extra shit.
I'm not doing extra shit. I'm done. Notice. Bye.